So this is embarrassing. Had to show my husband that we had a podcast yesterday and how to download it.
Brooke.
So, Michael, honey, if you're listening, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, it's about time.
Oh, and don't forget to follow the podcast, too. All right. The show starts now.
If you look around, drones are being used for all kinds of stuff now.
Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. They're delivering Amazon packages and medical supplies.
Wow.
We have a local place that says they're going to start delivering pizzas via drone starting later this year.
Whoa.
Dude, that's wild.
That's so cool.
Somebody's hair is getting stuck in those blades when they pick up the pizza. I just know it.
Mm. Or someone's going to put the box upside down. Yeah. The drone takes off. Oh, no.
Extra flavor there. It's like order two mediums and they'll get it to your porch within 15 minutes, just like crazy.
That's really cool. Do we tip the drone still?
You should, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But now, they're not just going to be used for personal convenience. Cities are going to start using them because Washington State just announced they're going to have drones cleaning graffiti off of freeways and public spaces.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's so smart.
Dude, that's genius.
Yeah.
I was like, how are these graffiti artists getting on top of these huge signs that are above a freeway? Like,
seriously,
I'm very scared for their safety.
It blows my mind.
And then who was in the tunnel? It's like a three-lane
I know.
Freeway.
How was no one seen doing this?
All right.
It's super impressive, though. It kind of feels bad to take away their graffiti after they worked so hard to put it there.
It is like a huge mural most of the time.
I got to say, though, when it's just your name, I mean, get more creative. Honestly.
I mean, I think it sounds pretty futuristic, kind of like WALL-E. You know,
a drone
zips by and scans the wall and it like notices a contaminant and then automatically cleans and repaints it.
Dude, what if the drones turn on us and start becoming graffiti artists themselves?
I mean, we're not just say drone.
We're not quite there yet. An actual person still has to be there to monitor the drones they can run multiple at the same time.
Dude, that's cool.
But that is so smart.
It makes you think like, what else are we going to start using drones to replace humans for now? Like drone dog walkers?
Except for the sound would terrify my animal. You know, it's a small issue.
But it could clean up after your dog now. You don't have to worry about it.
Ooh, I wanted to zap it with lasers.
Or drone dentists?
No, drone dentists.
Yeah.
I got a drone stuck in my tooth.
I think, yeah.
I would love to see a drone replace Digital Jake in the shock collar.
Never.
How dare you?
I'm saying I would love to see a drone try.
I
dare a drone to talk like this. Show them how it's done, Jake.
Please don't turn drones against me. Make sure to duck and cover, not for drones, but panties are going to be flying everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
drone strippers.
Give me the address.
Some people really hate the word panties.
Panties?
Really?
Yeah. That one?
Oh, are you one of those people?
No, but it's like a trigger word.
They're going to be flying everywhere because it's George Clooney's birthday. He's turning 63 years old.
God, I wish I would have worn some today.
Oh,
Brooke, please. We're terrestrial radio.
I'm moving.
In George's successful career, he's won 2 Oscars, 4 Golden Globes, launched a tequila brand. He was basically the hottest bachelor in Hollywood for 3 whole decades until some fancy lawyer scooped him up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
But if you think of all the famous Georges from over the years, he's definitely number one. But you're going to have to figure out the rest of them in a special Name That George edition of Plenty of 20.
Okay.
Now, this is going to be a little different.
Huh.
Instead of going around the room naming the top 20 and throwing out Georges, you'll each get a hint, and you'll have to identify which George I'm talking about, and they'll get progressively harder as we go along.
Identify the George.
We'll start with the woman who's been writing a radio industry burn book like Regina George. That's Alexis. And Brooke, you do not want to know what she wrote about you.
Doesn't wear underwear to studio, clearly.
It's probably all true, though.
Well,
it's fine.
All right, Alexis. This American George famously could never lie and chop down a cherry tree. Who's that George?
So easy.
Is it real or fake? Could it be?
This is a real George. I'll give you that, Alexis.
George Jetson.
We'll just tee that up for you. Real George.
A real George.
It's like one of the most iconic American history fables.
American history. George Washington.
Oh, sorry.
Did you give that to her?
Alexis said George Washington. That is...
Yeah, George Washington Carver.
Brooke,
right?
If you were wearing underwear, I would confiscate it right now. But instead, we'll just move on to Jose.
All right.
Jose, this famous George created Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Name that filmmaker.
George. Okay, I know his face.
Describe his face.
I got it. Okay, I'm going to do George Lucas.
George Lucas is correct. Nice. 2 for 2 on George's. We're back to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, this George sold more than 80 million records worldwide, and some of his best-known hits include Careless Whisper, Faith, and Freedom.
Oh, it's not George Harrison. It's George...
Oh, no!
I can't need a George here.
He's hyperventilating over
gonna
there.
Need a George.
Say Harrison.
George Harrison, that's not it. He's with the Beatles.
George Harrison is... incorrect. Although George Harrison probably sold more than 80 million records. I was looking for... George Michael.
Michael!
Oh, God.
Your husband's name.
Your husband flinched listening to the radio.
Michael!
Fun fact.
I can picture him.
George Michael's real name is actually Georgios Kyriakos Paniatou. Georgios is the Greek version of George.
I would have gotten it if you would have gone with his original name.
Georgios Paniatou? Yeah, that's my bad. Let's go over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Jeffrey, this father and son George duo both became presidents of the United States.
Oh.
Name the son.
Oh, okay, well, the elder was George Bush. Easy. So the son is George W. Bush.
Jeffrey going with George W. Bush. That is correct.
W.
The dad was George H. W. Bush.
Correct.
For helium.
Not true.
We're going back to Alexis.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Alexis, this sarcastic U.S. comic is known for breaking barriers and for his role in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Which George am I talking about?
Okay, now you've lost me.
Ashton and I just nodded at each
let's
other.
Let's go with George Smith.
George Smith? Is that real George Smith or fake George Smith?
I don't know. There's always Smith.
George Smith is incorrect. He's looking for George Carlin. Carlin Sanity.
He's old school.
We're back to Jose.
All right.
Jose, this George was the Beatles' lead guitarist. In the 1980s, he formed a supergroup called the Traveling Wilburys with Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. Name that George.
This is the George Harrison?
George Harrison? That's correct.
I actually wasn't sure.
You have to say the George Harrison,
yeah,
too.
Sorry. That's
how he's pronounced.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeffrey, we're down to you. You get this right. You and Jose tie. You get it wrong, and Jose wins the George edition.
Oh, no.
This George wrote a number of classics, including Animal Farm, and predicted the future with the novel 1984. Name that George.
I
don't know. Curious George.
Curious George did not write 1984.
Also a George of literature, though.
Yeah.
Looking for George Orwell.
Yeah. Orwell.
That means, right. Jose, you've won today's
Yay!
George edition of... Plenty of 20.
So Jose gets to choose who's going to be shocked here, and whoever it is going to sing It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. I'm jealous. Okay, no,
who's it going to be?
I think I'm going to go with Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Your fiercest George rival.
Yeah,
I like
why.
That.
Yeah, you can handle a shock, Jeff.
Every little thing I do never seems enough for you.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose it again.
Duet time.
But I'm not like that.
I just wanted to sing it with you, bro.
Shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Believe it or not, emojis have only been used for like the last 10 years.
They are so helpful.
I know. I love them.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I use them in emails now, too.
Know, it's starting to become normal.
I love it.
I don't even know what you're saying. It's just all emojis at this point.
I know.
You can't even tell.
Like, I'm like, why do you eat 7 eggplants at the end of this
part? I asked you what you wanted for lunch.
Oh,
I thought
that's
it was
why. Salads.
Eggplant parmesan. Okay.
But do you remember before that when you could only text with words?
Yeah.
God, it was like living in the 1600s. Yeah. Just horrible.
Yeah, and you thought everyone was mad at you all the time.
Yeah.
So what's going to be the next big advancement in telecommunication? Word has it, Google has started rolling out audio emojis.
Wow.
Isn't that just your voice?
Yeah. No, this is different. It's basically sound effects that you can play during a phone call.
So, oh my God.
Sorry, Alexis, you have to talk on the phone in order to use these.
But, like if you make a joke and you don't want awkward silence afterwards, you can add in a laugh.
Or if you want to emphasize something about it, Google has 6 audio emojis to start. They have clapping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just like this.
Yeah. At the end of every phone call. All right, that was my set. You have a good one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit the clap. Thank you so much, everyone.
They Mom, also,
Dad, I love you. Happy birthday.
They also have laughing.
Use that too. Let's go.
Party emoji.
Oh,
that's
a little celebration. crying emoji.
Oh, God.
Oh,
which is the sad trombone that they're going to play. I don't know why they call it crying.
That's funnier than actual crying. Because you know what? I can do that on my own.
Like after a big breakup, and then you just
That's the majority of Brooke's phone calls anyway. The drum, which is the classic rim shot.
I kind of love this. Yeah. I mean, it's like having your own radio show.
Yeah!
And of course, the poop emoji.
Dude, okay, just found the one my kid's going to be obsessed with.
If you're doing a phone or a video call, you just hit the button on your screen like you would if you were texting, and the other person will hear the sound on their end.
Dude, that's so funny.
Wow. Maybe it'll launch in time for Laser Stories.
Yeah.
It's coming up right after this. It's the radio segment that got invited to New York Fashion Week thanks to its groundbreaking creation, nacho necklaces.
What? Whoa,
the first fashion accessory to be described as gooey messy. Okay. So people say, hey, you got melted cheese neck, you say thank you.
Oh.
Yeah!
It's a good thing. With Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser. Those other queso killers just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Florida.
A strong start, Jeff.
Recently, police responded to a trespassing violation at a convenience store. Mm. And when they got there, one of the cops was assaulted.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What the heck?
But it was how he was assaulted that's making news.
Uh-oh.
So according to the police report, when the officer walked in the front door, he was hit by a cheeseburger forcibly thrown at his thigh.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
At his thigh. I mean, who's aiming at?
Why is he
that is not very good.
Bro, free cheeseburger?
There's some more interesting details about the incident, including the man who threw it was 73 years old.
Some guy been running from the law for 50 years?
No. You're never gonna catch me, coppers!
And he was already in handcuffs from another officer when he threw it.
Oh.
Go!
Wow,
that
talent.
Makes actually sense why he only hit the thigh.
Yeah.
He just couldn't get it.
Right, Brooke.
He didn't drop the cheeseburger?
And if you're thinking a cheeseburger probably didn't leave a mark, you'd be wrong.
What?
No way.
Get out of here.
The report continued to say the cop observed residue from the burger on his thigh 6 inches underneath his belt line.
Okay.
They hit him in the privates. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what the report says.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think that was me.
The 73-year-old was charged with misdemeanor trespassing and battery on a law enforcement officer, which, is a felony.
I'm sorry. Do you get made fun of if you got beat up by an elderly man with a hamburger when you go back to the office?
It's rough to get a felony like that, but don't feel too bad for him. He has a long rap sheet that includes being arrested 2 years ago for trying to strike a cop with a metal pole.
Ah, look at that.
Whoa.
You're telling me jerks get old, too, huh?
Yeah. He missed, though. Didn't hit
him.
So,
that's good.
You know?
No, he's going with lighter things.
Yeah.
His next Laser Story is out of food news.
Yay!
Arby's is now giving customers full bottles of wine with their roast beef sandwiches.
And
it's all because of Beyonce and the Kentucky Derby.
Anymore.
Follow along here. So the artwork for Beyonce's album Renaissance featured her on a horse.
Okay.
Yeah. Fans nicknamed that horse Renee.
Renaissance.
Combo of the album name and the sound a horse makes.
Thank you.
So, thanks for playing the audio for us, Jeff.
So I think a lot of people out there were still confused.
Yeah.
Her next album, Cowboy Carter, also features her on a horse, and her production company confirmed that one is named Chardonnay. So Arby's has now decided to run with that.
Yay!
To commemorate the Kentucky Derby starting mid-May, fans can buy a bottle of Arby's horsey sauce that's infused with Chardonnay wine, and it actually comes in a full-sized wine bottle.
Boy.
Oh my God.
The explanation behind this promotion is I mean, how do you fit it on a poster?
It's like,
do you know what you're buying when you go to the Arby's?
You need a whole Netflix documentary in order to really understand.
I mean, it does
this.
Feature a white horse like Beyonce's album. So there's
that's
that.
That's close.
So the Chardonnay horsey sauce will set you back $16 and can only be ordered online.
That is a lot of sauce. An entire bottle of wine of sauce?
Get you drunk.
Okay.
Do it.
All right.
This next Laser Story is out of VRBO.
Oh. Okay.
Airbnb has been offering famous stays for a while. from Barbie Mansion to Kevin's Home Alone house. But nothing compares to their new promotion.
Oh my gosh, please be the Dumb and Dumber van.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. The Shaggin' Wagon.
I would drive
Chicks
it.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so cool. It's not that though.
Okay.
Because the company just launched their new Icons experiences. And it not only gives everyday people a chance to rent Hollywood famous homes, but also sign up for incredibly personal encounters with the celebrities themselves.
Way better than what I said.
Yes.
So first on the list, the house from Up.
Even fictional homes?
This is Carl's house from the Pixar film, which was recreated room by room. And while it can't actually float away with the 8,000 balloons that are above it, they are hoisting it up into the air with a crane during your stay. Pretty cool.
Okay, if you're a sleepwalker, I would not recommend staying there.
Next up for the Airbnb icon promotion, the X-Men Mansion.
Oh,
wow.
Overnight guests will experience a multi-hour tour hosted by a team of actors portraying X-Men in training.
And that mansion was beautiful.
My son would lose his mind.
Oh, really?
There's also some unique cocktail mixing in Beast's Lab.
I'll go to Beast Lab. I don't even know what that is. Sounds like I want drinks in Beast Lab.
It's not 50 Shades of Grey.
He's the scientist.
Doesn't it sound fun? It sounds kind of hot. I don't know.
Each of the bedrooms will be themed to different X-Men. Don't comment on that, Brooke.
Okay.
With details true to character, like Wolverine's alarm clock has claw marks, for example.
Because he hits snooze and swipes at it.
Airbnb is going to rent out a life-size control room from the animated movie Inside Out.
Oh, cute.
I have to watch that.
I can't wait for the new one to come out.
Yeah, same.
It's so good, I hear.
Your host, Joy, will welcome you into her vibrant world to witness the emotions in action and help keep things in balance.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
But if you do things wrong, she will go off on you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Anger steps in.
No, Joy is going to do it.
Oh, she's going
unhinged. Also, Prince's Purple Rain House.
Oh, cool.
Guess who win this one will actually stay in Prince's real home, the Purple Rain Mansion, and will be able to listen to rare and special songs during their stay.
Wow.
That is crazy.
The celebrity experiences get even more exciting. Come on, show me Drake. A private comedy show from Kevin Hart.
That's actually just as cool as
a private show. What if you don't laugh? That's so awkward.
It's not just you. You'll join him at his members only Coromino Live Lounge, where only 30 people will be allowed into that show.
30 people?
He's like, Alexis, come on, man. Come on, I'm trying to make you laugh here.
So uncomfortable.
Sorry.
And Kevin will even treat you to a tequila tasting.
Kevin knows what he's doing. He knows he's got to get 30 people liquored up.
And finally, one of the big ones, a live performance from Doja Cat.
She's so mean to her fans.
I know. Be mean to me. So, I
feel like this is one of those that's going to backfire. Okay, tell me what it is first.
This will happen in a random living room.
Okay.
The which living room is TBD.
Yeah.
Will it be hers? Mm. Maybe even yours?
Oh.
How much will all of this cost? Most will be free and first come, first serve.
Oh, my God.
But even the ones with a fee will cost under $100 per person per night.
Oh, wow.
You can find all the information on Brooke and Jeffrey's Insta stories, which is on our Instagram. But wow, what a lineup of cool fantasy stays with amazing guests.
Dude, we should... Oh, never mind.
Well, this guy's dream Airbnb scenario is a one-nighter with the old woman who lived in the shoe. Remember the fairy tale?
Yeah.
It's a big deal, buddy.
Well, she got all those kids somehow.
He wants to meet her IRL. That sounds like Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I think one of the keys to living a balanced, healthy lifestyle is developing good habits that you do every single day.
Mm. Yeah, good habits.
Why are you frowning, Brooke?
Brooke.
Just so much work.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's
hard.
This is what it takes to be a good person. Like for me, I'm practicing giving people more compliments every day. Like Alexis, your eyelashes today look almost real. So much improvement.
It's close to
almost.
A compliment.
I'm working on it.
I'll take it.
I know Brooke has a habit of tipping the food delivery person in Brooke and Jeffrey candles when they bring lunch to the office.
They don't like those?
They're going to be collector's items someday. Yeah. I think it's a kind gesture.
I can't pay rent like this, lady.
Yeah.
But one habit that we've all perfected as a group is coming in after the weekends and checking the messages on our Loser Line answering machine.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a healthy habit.
Very good.
And that's why we have a brand new batch of hilarious messages to play for you coming up right after this.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a dude approaches you at the club dressed in a full Darth Vader suit.
Wow.
And uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey there, honey.
Oh.
I saw you from across the room.
Okay.
And I don't know. I must be drawn to you like the Force.
Okay.
It's Yoda only one for me.
There it is.
Is that what Vader sounds like without the mask on?
Yeah. Yeah. Star Wars joke.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah.
You'll get it on the way home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to stab him with his own homemade lightsaber. Instead, tell him you think he's the droid that you've been looking for. And that's when you give him the number of Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, it's me. You see this news story about a family in Utah, and yeah, they accidentally shipped their cat back to Amazon because they were trying to return something. You know, I don't have a lot going on right now since I lost my job, so I was writing down some possible titles if they ever do a movie out of it. So here's idea number one. Scratch Me If You Can. Get it? It's a play on the DiCaprio film. Catch Me If You Can. Okay, here's the second one. Mad Max Furry Load. I think that's my favorite one. Anyway, I got like I have 18 more. You're going to love.
Don't worry, Alexis. We saved all 18 of the other cat movie puns, so you could listen off air.
I will definitely listen, yeah.
Just so people know, I didn't laugh about the cat in the box thing. I laughed because we covered the story on the show, and I know the cat ended up okay, just so you know.
But we didn't make like funny commentary like he was able to make about the cat story. He should probably have our jobs.
Yeah. I wish I could be as funny as him.
Very loaded.
Good work, stranger.
Next message.
Hello, Steve. This is April calling you back on the alternate number that you provided. I am happy to give you the personal details you requested. I have black hair. I have a slender yet athletic physique. And I have a job working in IT. I now would like to request the information you promised to provide. So, what was the name of your first pet? The name of the street you lived on growing up. That way I could get to know you better and provide you some private photos. Yeah. I look forward to meeting you in person soon, and I want you to know I love you very much.
Those are the typical first date questions that you ask, like what was your mom's maiden name?
Yeah.
What was the name of your favorite teacher in school?
Yeah. Do you know what's funny is how many people fall for that?
He's like, well, she said I love you at the end, guys.
Did you hear she's slender with an athletic build?
I'll tell her whatever.
And with a good job.
But look, if you have a yearning to give out your personal information to a total stranger online, why not head on over to our TikTok?
Yeah.
Even if you leave your social security number in the comments, we will not judge you.
Sure.
As long as you watch a few of our videos.
Yeah, and if you do the credit card, remember to leave your security code as well.
Yes.
Be thorough about that and check out our special Loser Line of the Week, our Awkward Tuesday reactions, and all the other fun stuff we have on there. No data leaks here. We promise that.
Okay. Everything is encrypted.
Yeah. That's right.
Sure.
Everything on the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. Now, let's get back to the clips.
Next message.
Hey, you know, if you saw the news recently, I want you to know I am not guilty. Typical fake news type thing. Don't like believe what you read on social media. Don't believe what you're seeing. You know, people in your family post. Look, I was nowhere even near the convenience store that night. I don't even own a BMW. I don't even really even know what they look like. So, I mean, does that sound believable? Because if it did, I want to say it just like that at my arraignment. Just let me know what you think. And again, I didn't do anything, but just want to make sure it sounds legit.
Yeah.
Let me guess. He's representing himself.
I totally think the judge is going to go for that. I don't know what a BMW looks like thing.
He's like, did that sound good, Judge? All right, hold on, let me say it again.
Yeah. I think it needs to go farther. I've never even been in a car. Oh. I'm a time traveler from the 1860s. There's no way I could have pulled off this.
What's a convenience store?
Yeah, I have no clue.
I only go to inconvenience stores, actually.
Next message.
Hey, I'm looking for Darla. I hope this is the right number. This is John, by the way. I just want to say sorry if I seem kind of like spacey or something, like I wasn't paying attention. I promise you I was. I got hit in the head at a softball game. This is not something made up. I promise it's true. I got hit in the head with a hot dog really hard, and it's just been doing things to my brain. Anyways, look, I really did enjoy getting to know you. From what I remember, and hey, if we work out, I would love to meet your kid sometime, Timmy, right? Or Tammy? No, it wasn't a kid, it was a dog.
Oh.
Right? Was there a hot dog?
He's got a concussion.
Obviously, that guy is lying.
And I don't think so.
One of my co-hosts has been hit in the head with wieners multiple times, and she's just fine. I'm not going to say any names, but
I thought you were talking about yourself for a second.
This noggin working just great right now. Remember, you can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week.
Yes.
Make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page. You can hear your favorite Loser Lines of the week right there. We're going to do your phone tap.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a guy who's been set up by his wife for months now.
Oh,
for months.
We've been talking with her nonstop trying to plan maybe the most devious prank call that you could come up with.
Oh my God.
I love this.
We had to wait this long because she's having minor surgery. And she wanted to use that to her advantage.
Okay.
Get him. This is fuel.
Get him.
How? Well, he's supposed to pick her up at the hospital once the procedure is done. So he's been waiting by the phone to see when it's okay to swing by.
Oh, my God. This is a sensitive moment.
I promise he was not expecting the message that he's about to receive from the doctor himself.
No.
In your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rodney Morton?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Dr. Hackman.
Oh.
I'm doing your wife Linda's laparoscopic gallbladder removal.
Yeah. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. It's going great. No issues. She is. She's coming through like a champ.
Great news. I know that she was really, really worried about it.
Yeah.
Can I pick her up now?
No, not yet. We actually had to just pause the surgery just for a little bit, but we'll finish soon.
I'm sorry, you said pause the surgery?
That's right. We just had a thing that we had to deal with.
Are you outside by an ice cream truck?
I'm sorry, what?
You said you had to pause the surgery. Are you
right?
Are you actually outside getting ice cream? I don't understand.
No, that would be irresponsible. It must have driven by the hospital or something.
I don't know. It sounds really close. Are you? What's happening over there?
Dr. Hackman, Gina's at the front of the line. Do you want a bomb pop or a cream soda?
Whoa, hey, nurse.
What?
Excuse me. Can you see I'm on the phone right now?
You told Gina you wanted to treat everyone.
Hold on.
Obviously, you're drunk.
Doctor, I'm sorry. Just what is happening over there?
I am so sorry about that. Also, creamsicle, by the way. Anyway,
oh my God.
I know that you were waiting for the call to come pick up your wife.
Listen,
but
I am not an idiot. I understand what's happening over there. My question is why?
Why we're doing the surgery for your wife?
No, why are you taking a pause from the surgery to get a creamsicle or whatever was just said?
So I'm not getting a creamsicle. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Dr. Hackman, I've got your creamsicle.
Oh, my God.
You mean scalpel, I think is what you meant to say. Yes.
You are clearly ordering ice cream right now, and I don't understand it.
No,
I
just
need a scalpel, too? Here's the creamsicle.
Just, okay, no, just give me that.
You know, this kind of behavior can be reported.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
This kind of behavior
can be reported.
I agree with you. My nurse should not be interrupting me in the middle of an important call.
No.
I apologize for that.
She was getting ice cream for you. Don't blame her.
Right. But, I mean, nurses these days. Am I right?
No. Sounds like doctors these days.
No, remember, the nurse is the drunk one here. So,
I don't think so.
Look, sir, I'm just here to tell you that you can hold off on coming to pick up your wife.
Stop.
Stay at home, have another beer, watch another episode of NCIS, whatever. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
This is unbelievable. I need to talk to your supervisor or someone in charge of you.
Well, the only person who would technically be my supervisor would be your wife. And she wanted me to pass the message along to you that you're being pranked on the radio right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm not really a doctor. My name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a phone tap.
What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
The ice cream truck sound? That's just noises. That's a sound effect we're playing. Your wife has been setting this up with us for 2 months because she knew the surgery was coming up. She wanted us to call you an hour after you dropped her off.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. She's sadistic.
She is. I have no idea. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, the doctor took a break from surgery for ice cream?
When you hear the truck coming by, you kind of have to run towards it. So
it sounded so close.
So what do you want? You want me to get you like a rocket pop or something, or maybe a fudge frenzy?
I guess a fudge frenzy would be great.
All right. Two fudge frenzies, please. Thanks, Gina.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Nowadays, you can find some weird stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
And when I say weird, I mean glow-in-the-dark toilet rolls with a yodeling pickle. Weird.
Why do I feel like that's going to be my mom's next Christmas present? Yeah. She sounds out to the family.
Oh, yodeling pickle.
Yeah. You can even find dates on there, baby. But how are they going to find you? That's the question. And one of our listeners went down that rabbit hole, and what she found changed the whole way she approached online dating.
Oh.
Today, she's going to tell us the secret trick that she learned to get herself more swipes. So, why is she reaching out to us exactly?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out in your second date update, Extra Weird Edition, coming up next.
Second date update.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about how to attract a mate online.
Why'd you say mate, bro? Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's what the video says. How to catch your mate.
Is that what you're Googling?
Maybe that's why the information is so bad.
He printed out a how-to sheet from Yahoo. Can't you tell? It's right in front of it.
It's so conflicting, though. Yeah. Like, it's like, be super clear with your intentions, but also be mysterious and coy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to be super funny and playful, but don't be jokey. Or they're going to think you're not serious.
What doesn't make sense, Jeff?
Show them who you really are, even if you run a puppy mill. Let them know.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Girls love puppies.
And one of our listeners says she got swept up in the confusion of how to maximize your dating profile.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
But in the end, I guess it turned out to be a good thing for her.
Well, I don't know. She's on the phone with us. Yeah. So
let's figure it out. Cynthia, welcome to the show. Tell us what happened.
Hi, guys. So good to be here.
Oh, well, that's good, Cynthia. Look at you. Trying extra hard again.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did you get swept up in the confusion of the online dating?
Well, Google is free, but it's a jungle.
Wait, you asked Google for advice instead of, like, your friends?
Yeah.
What should she ask?
Her friends.
Bing? Oh.
No, I feel like you should run your profile by your friends and see what they think, if it's showing you in the best light or not.
Oh, that's a good
point. We get there eventually. So I'm looking up all these different ways on how I can get more matches with online dating. And some of the things I found were that if your profile picture has your hair out of your face, you're 27% more likely to get a match.
Yeah, unless you have an ugly face.
Oh,
I'm
sorry about her.
Is that what the problem is, Cynthia? Can you confirm that for Brooke over here?
I shaved my head and no one's matching.
Did no one else think that?
I didn't.
I didn't think that. I was thinking it was big on TikTok for all. They said guys like hair up. more than okay. down gets attention.
I don't
but,
even think okay. about it, so.
Okay, so 27% more likely if you have your hair up out of your face.
Right. And
what else?
76% more likely Whoa. If you have a teeth smile, if you smile with your teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's assuming you have all your teeth in there, right, bro? Yeah. You're not missing the few.
I smile with my gums. I got a real gummy smile.
That's only because your ratio.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Anything else?
This is one from my side that I also find to be pretty true. If you're alone in your pictures, no friends, no one else in the photo, you're 60% more likely
yeah.
to get a back.
I
really?
Swear.
More
I,
likely?
There's been times where I'm swiping and I'm like, what girl is the girl? Because every picture is
yeah.
her friend.
That's part of the fun, Jose. It's like, ooh, spin the wheel roulette. Who am I going to get?
I think okay alone is fine. Just all group is weird.
Yeah.
Like all group ones.
Every
away.
Single
so
one.
So wait, what'd you go with? Did you do some group, some solo? Did you do all
That's
one
what you
way?
Should do.
Well, no, I did all just single photos of me because I find that when I'm swiping for guys, if I have to guess who you are in the photo, I'm not going to. I'm just
okay.
going to swipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you take all that advice?
Yeah. So I tried it and I still got nothing after a week. Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing?
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, they were like weirdos, of course, and like guys that weren't very
right.
interested.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what'd you change? What'd you do to change your luck?
Well, she couldn't change her face up, Brooke. Like,
this is,
it's not very nice to tell her to get surgery before.
Yeah, what'd you do?
But,
new eyes?
I don't know. Can we like move off of that and maybe get to
Brooke.
How did you change your dating profile?
That's what I asked.
No,
Jeffrey.
You asked, what did you change about yourself?
It was the way you said it,
yeah,
Brooke.
We all knew. So what happened?
So I just ended up asking my friend what she thought of what I had uploaded.
Okay,
good. Okay. Wait, Brooke, actually, that's exactly what you said.
What'd your friend say?
She said I looked like a velociraptor.
No.
Oh, you got roasted.
No. Were you baring your teeth or smiling?
She kept saying that I had such big teeth and that with my hair pulled back, like my forehead looked so big.
How dare she? Are you mad or are you like, I can see it?
I mean, I was humbled, for sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who's meaner, your friend or Brooke.
I know.
I would never say that to my friend.
No, not to their face, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she gave you a few tips to change stuff?
That was kind of all she said. I guess her tough love pushed me to kind of just go back to the drawing board and just go back to what I was already doing.
Okay.
Her advice is, like, just start looking for a dinosaur.
Are we ever going to get a date here? Or are we, like, what happened?
Well, so I ended up just posting what I felt was right for me.
Good.
I ended up getting a date with this guy, Aaron.
Okay.
Hey,
oh, cool.
Congrats.
Yeah, we ended up texting. We went out for like pizza and wine and stuff.
Fun.
And it's funny because I told him about, you know, my experience with trying to update my profile. And that was kind of the topic of conversation for most of the night. We laughed about it and ended up taking pictures of each other, you know, in dinosaur poses. It was
Oh, my God.
I love it. See, good sense of humor, embrace it, and now you bonded.
Although everybody else in the pizza parlor was like, what the heck is going on?
Screw them. They're in their own world.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Your pet names for each other are already Raptor. A little Raptor.
Yes.
Okay. So what's happened since then?
I haven't been able to hang out with him in like a month. That was like a month ago.
Dang. Oh, a month?
And it sounds like you've been texting. It just hasn't lined up.
Yeah, like your schedules haven't lined up. You haven't been able to find a good time. And I don't know. I'm getting a little discouraged.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, we lost a bit of momentum. And I was just wondering if you guys could give me some advice or help me out a little bit with
it. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, Brooke's going to tell you to change the way your voice sounds. So maybe you don't want to ask us for advice.
I wasn't talking about her, okay? You sound amazing. You sound fun. You sound funny and self-deprecating.
I know, but
I
what about her, Brooke? I know me, but what about her? You know what? We're just going to call this guy Aaron for you when we come back and do your second date update right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
On the phone with us today.
You are not playing this song.
Oh my God.
Is a woman who just updated her dino dating profile.
No.
Majestic Cynthiasaurus Rex.
Worst dinosaur she could have been compared to.
That's true.
Okay.
We're going to call her C-Rex for short.
No.
Or maybe just Cynthia, which is her normal name, her human name. But the reason why we're poking fun about it is because she found an article online with all these tips about what types of pictures you should take if you want to get better matches on dating sites. And she found some ideas where you're supposed to pull your hair back, show more teeth, that's supposed to get more guys to swipe on you. But after a week online with no matches, her friend told her the truth. The reason no guys are biting is because you look like a velociraptor.
Yeah, looks like you bite.
But listen, the most ferocious of the dinosaurs.
Yes. Oh,
and with a very muscular build.
Not yeah. a Wait, compliment.
I don't know if that made it any better. And it doesn't look like that normally. It's just with the new hair back do and the teeth bearing poses, it came across dino-like.
Yeah, but she finally realized she just needed to be herself.
That's
that
right.
was the good part.
But
yeah.
it ended up being the topic of conversation on her date with a guy named Aaron. They had a great time together. Problem is, that was a month ago, and now she needs our help to get things jump-started once again. Brooke, I'm afraid to even go to you.
Why?
Because every time you say something, it comes out offensive. But what do you want to say to
you
Cretaceous
just
Cynthia
her.
Over here?
No, I think it's good, Cynthia, that you and him have been talking. You've been trying to get something nailed down. I know it feels like maybe the... What is it called? Momentum has dulled a little bit.
That's exactly what she said at the end of last thing. You're just repeating her.
Listen, I just don't want you to come off as too needy.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, this is your only option because it's not, right?
Yeah, you're wanted.
Well, it might be our only option, we actually.
Yeah.
No, but we don't want to skew that.
Cynthia, can you dial down the desperate needy vibes that you're giving towards Brooke right now?
Oh my gosh. No problem. I don't mean to come off super needy.
I don't think you are.
Not.
I just
we're messing.
You know, don't bring up again the fact that you weren't getting a lot of matches.
Because that's what a needy person would do.
Just don't be thirsty.
You want to make it sound like this last month has been so packed and oh my God, I totally forgot to call you.
I'm
gonna have a radio station do it.
Squeeze you in, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I texted you 20 times by accident.
I mean maybe even if he says yes to a date, maybe you tell him that you're maybe available.
It's been so long since Brooke has gone on a real first date.
It actually was the time of the dinosaurs. Okay. The last time I went on a first
Brooke's
date.
Brooke's like, tell him you hate him.
Yeah. I don't know if that would turn you on, Jose.
We're going to cut the advice segment of this short and just call Aaron for you. How does that sound, C-Rex?
Come on.
Here we go.
You should have let Alexis do the
advice. I'm just kidding. Here we go. Let's call him.
Hello, thanks for calling. This is Aaron.
Oh. Is you running a business?
Aaron, what a formal way to answer.
Don't have to ask who it is.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. We're a radio show.
And you're welcome for calling.
Yeah, thanks for answering.
A radio show.
Yeah we're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And we're doing a segment right now, hoping that you'll be a part of it. It's too late. You're already a part of it. So buckle up.
Buckle up.
What is this about?
Perfect. This is about your dating life, actually. About a month ago, you went out with one of our listeners named Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys went to like pizza and beer, I think.
Wine,
pizza and wine.
Alcohol.
That's right. Yeah.
I remember Cynthia. Oh, yeah. We had a good time. That was a good date. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great to hear. That's a good reaction.
That is kind of nice to hear because we're all confused and we're trying to help her figure out if there's a reason why you're not getting back to her and wanting to see her again, if that's even true.
Yeah, well...
Because she's super busy right now.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, trying to pencil you in somewhere.
Oh, she's busy? That's, that's probably good. Actually, I'm kind of busy too. I'm really busy.
Yeah, what are you so busy with?
Well, other dates, as it turns out.
Oh. That was blunt.
Okay. I mean,
didn't expect that
that's
answer.
Fine.
You guys aren't serious.
Yeah,
good for you, man.
Other like second date, third dates, or just all first dates?
Well, a heck of a lot of first dates, really.
Really?
A couple of second dates. Yeah, it's all really new for me, I have to say. And
what is?
All the attention that I'm getting online from my profile.
It happened all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know how much she told you about the date, but we were joking around. We just ended up taking these funny pictures.
Oh, yeah. All she mentioned that. Like dinosaurs.
Yeah. We're having a great time.
Because that was like what she tried on her dating profile before and like was laughing about it.
Well, yeah. And that's what we were doing in the photos. And they turned out pretty funny. And just kind of as a goof after the date, I put one of the photos of me up on my profile. And
you acting like a dinosaur?
Yeah. And it was a hit.
What?
I struck gold. Go figure. I started getting all these hits that, like, I've never gotten before.
Wow.
I'm getting all this attention.
Wait, you're in some dinosaur algorithm? Dinosaur
no. I need to see the photo.
It's the fact that he's with somebody. That's a proven fact.
What? No, they were taking pictures of each other.
Was it just you or was it both of you?
It was just me, but it was all the tips and tricks and everything that she was talking about. I pulled my hair back, I showed my teeth and my smile. And
wait, so those things work for guys, but not for girls?
Or maybe just when you do them right.
Is it just face shape?
I don't know what it was. I put one photo up and I get all this attention.
Oh my God.
This is really crazy, but you know who would be really interested to learn this information?
Yeah.
Is actually Cynthia herself, who just happens to be on the other line right now.
Hey.
Yeah, she already heard it.
Yeah, she's hearing this.
She's not listening, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's listening, and she wants to talk to you right now, Aaron.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah. Cynthia?
Aaron, I am shocked.
Oh.
I basically put you on.
Yeah, you did. You wingmanned him.
God.
Yeah, you deserve most of the credit. You took the picture.
Oh, hey.
That's a good point. You're a really good photographer, Cynthia.
Kind of did him a favor.
Thanking her for getting you dates, bro? That's a little accidentally petty, almost.
Well, okay, Cynthia, remember we talked, like, dating has been really hard for me. I'm just not used to getting attention. Well, now I am. I'm just going with it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah, this has got to be a little bit overwhelming to hear all this. Cynthia, how you feeling right now?
Honestly, I'm a little hurt. I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Like, those pictures were just like joke pictures. I thought like it was kind of going to be like an inside joke between us.
Yeah.
And now other girls like them, I guess. And now you're going to see all of them instead of me when I've been, we've been in contact.
No, I don't want to see them instead of you. I want to see you too. I just got to wait to get an opening.
But Cynthia, you're really packed too, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Brooke.
I have to see if I can fit you into my schedule as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's right, Cynthia.
You both just don't have time for each
other. You know, she's not going to wait around all day, Aaron, just for you to show up. This is the catch.
Well, I have to say, honestly, Cynthia is she's a wonderful girl, and that wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure she gets a lot of attention.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
Look, if I set something up, let's say next weekend, is that something that is available for you?
She probably has to cancel on like 7 other guys just to make that happen for you, Aaron.
She has 7 dates that night.
Let me check my calendar.
Okay.
Which day?
Does next Saturday work?
Wait, this coming Saturday? Maybe, how about 5 weeks?
What?
Oh.
5 Saturdays from
Aaron,
now? That's your only free
try
opening?
Try Monday. Cancel with whoever Saturday chick is and put Cynthia in her place,
There's 5
Aaron.
Saturday girls, bro.
Come on.
I mean, 2 such highly successful daters meeting right here on this show. I mean, that's a sign that you need to be saying yes, Aaron. We'd love to send you out with Cynthia one more time if you're up for it, and we'll pay for the date.
Yeah, I definitely want to go out with Cynthia again, but yeah, it's going to be a while.
All right,
but he's excited.
Okay, I mean, Cynthia, are you still cool with that? Can you wait a little?
A girl can only wait so long. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
That's actually a good answer. Don't tell him yes or no.
We know it's yes.
Yeah. Cynthia, in the meantime, I'm really getting a lot of practice. So that could only work in your favor.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I do not want to know practice and what. Please don't tell us.
No. Tell me, I want to know.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We
don't do this. Well, duck face is ancient history.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Scrunch face is out.
This is a good point, Jeff.
You must be DeLulu if you don't know the latest look for dating profiles. It's
Dude, you learned that word and now you're not going to stop
using
it.
I know. It's funny because like, they're so behind.
The two Gen Zs in the room, Ashton and Alexis, are like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're de-dum-dum if you don't know.
Here we go.
The look is the Jurassic Pucker.
Yeah. Oh, more teeth, please. Yeah, more teeth.
I can't believe that guy had so much success using the dinosaur pictures, and she had none.
Yeah, but you got to think, like, I bet he was starting with pictures that were terrible of him. Yeah. Mm. You get one female to take one picture of a guy, and instantly they just look 800 times better.
You are so right.
It is true.
My husband takes one picture of me, and I look like an old hat. God.
But like Alexis said, maybe some people out there just know how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
This one's the naughty Triceratops.
Jeffrey.
Not so I'm doing that.
I don't know if those two are actually going to go out, but I'm glad that we learned something new today.
Okay. Sure.
And the good thing is we can always help you with your dating life if you really want that.
Yeah, we're not Yalulu.
No. Do the right thing. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you're listening to the show right now, it means one of two things. Either you're in some serious pain because you're deeply hungover from the weekend.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Or you're boring because you didn't party on Friday for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, because you're up early. Yeah. I get it now.
If you're well-rested, you're a square.
Yeah. So one person who was out and about with all the amateur drinkers was our own Jose Bolaños.
Yay! And I'm sober now.
Yeah, he was asking all the fine people stumbling around the city, what you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
All right.
We're going to play the audio for you coming up right after this. You take a bunch of drunk people wandering around the city in oversized sombreros, add in a guy with a microphone who looks kind of Spanish, but doesn't speak any, plus a tiny Gen Z blonde who's down to party on the fifth day of any month.
Yeah.
And what do you get? What you doing at Cinco de Mayo?
Unofficial
holiday that's the perfect excuse to stuff your face with as many tacos and margaritas as humanly possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, Jose and Alexis met up with a lot of the inebriated partygoers to ask them a simple question. What you doing at Cinco de Mayo?
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
Drinking tequila. Yeah.
Okay, now why do you drink tequila?
It's just a Saturday night. Nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo.
Dude, that's like the most honest answer I've heard.
Cinco de Mayo is actually more for white people, more than Mexicans, and I'm Hispanic, so.
You are Latino. Okay, so you being Latino, I'm being Latino, I want to do a quick quiz. Why do people celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I actually don't know.
You don't know the official reason?
No.
Maybe I'll try to help you.
Can you educate me?
Try to finish the sentence. To celebrate the victory of the Battle of...
Independence.
No. The Battle of...
Tortillas.
The Battle of Tortillas. Like, what is that? Like corn versus flour?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why. Makes sense. Crunchy versus soft, you know?
That's a whole other battle.
Yeah.
I actually like that a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because just honesty.
The tortilla thing. If you're the person that's walking around on Cinco de Mayo who knows all the details of the history behind it, you're doing that holiday totally wrong.
Oh, wow, Jeff.
You disagree?
I mean, I guess, sure.
Nobody pops up and is like, excuse me, people lost their lives that day.
Yeah. You're definitely not the life of the party.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you on that. Yeah.
There we go.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
About to meet up with some friends, dance to some music, have some drinks.
What's difference for Cinco de Mayo to you than any other night?
Oh, it's where the tequila drinkers come out. Yeah, there's no Henny, there's no vodka, it's tequila tonight.
What happens when you drink tequila?
Oh, you might cry at the end of the night.
I might cry or you might cry.
I think everybody might cry.
Oh, like we're all gonna cry.
Together. Yeah.
What's gonna make you cry?
The tequila.
But why? Like, what's gonna trigger you?
Oh,
convo if I bring up.
It just brings it all up. I don't know.
Thinking do you have, like, an ex or anything?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh.
It'll probably be an ex.
What's he doing tonight?
Oh, God. I don't know. Don't want to know. That's okay.
Do you really not want to know, or, like, you do kind of want to know?
No. Blocked on everything. Don't want to know.
Do you hate him?
No. Oh. Don't hate him. Just don't care what he's doing.
Are you gonna cry if I keep asking questions about him?
No, not on the microphone.
No. Alexis is like, come on, let's call him real quick. Just a FaceTime.
Just unblock him for 1 minute.
Yeah.
I love how she was saying that she doesn't care what he's doing, and I guarantee 2 hours from then, that's all she cared about.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah, she's crying inside of that bathroom stall for sure.
Yeah, but it's tequila's fault.
Yeah. Not
totally
our fault.
Yeah.
It's what you're doing at Cinco de Mayo, where we send Jose and Alexis into the throngs of people all over the city, most of them not standing fully upright, because that's kind of how we like to find the people to talk to. And we ask them a simple question.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
Getting f***ed up, drinking tequila.
Okay, all right. And why are you drinking tequila?
Yeah, I think it's just... have to do it, you know? Come on.
You never even thought twice about it, huh?
Nah, yeah, I just have to. I never drink tequila, so.
Oh!
My dad said the last time he drank tequila was the night he proposed to my mom and they're divorced, so.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Tequila does not run well in my family.
Okay, so then why would you drink it tonight, bro?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What's gonna happen? You got two shots of tequila in you and a pretty girl walks up to you. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna say, f*** no, I got a girlfriend right here.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know you had a girlfriend. Good answer. Okay, well, then let's get into this. Are you gonna be tempted? Get down on a knee.
I don't. Maybe if I get a couple more shots of tequila.
Okay, all right. We did it.
Shout out to my dad if you're listening.
Oh, my God.
He's getting married.
Oh, what a. What a romantic story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio,
yeah,
bro.
I hope they heard this and they saved it for their kids.
Hey, Dad, get me the number to your divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
Next.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
I sat in a bar alone for about 25 minutes waiting for my friends to show up, downed 5 margaritas, and didn't realize when they got there.
Okay, drunk, wearing Ralph Lauren and a fanny pack, are you a frat boy?
I was, once upon a time. Now I live with my parents.
Oh, that is what I would have guessed next for you in life.
Yeah.
Back to Cinco de Mayo. What's your plan for the night?
5 more margaritas.
I love that. Wait, did you find your friends?
I got a friend.
You're looking
here.
Around.
I got a friend here.
A friend or one of your friends?
One of my friends. I'm making more friends. I've got people that don't like me, probably. And a girlfriend up there.
Oh. Wait, your girlfriend's ahead of you?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get in line with her?
Because I respect the no line cutting rule.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Enough that you won't get in line with your girlfriend?
There are 20 people here that waited their due time. And I respect them for it.
Dude, you're like 30 minutes behind your girlfriend in line.
And she'll have 30 minutes more fun than I will. And that's plenty.
For a drunk guy, you follow the rules.
I tell you, I live with my parents. They taught me well.
The world would be a better place if everybody had to live with their parents until they were 40 years old.
That's
Dude,
amazing.
You guys heard that guy realize that he peaked it in college, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also heard Alexis realize, like, ew, people actually wait in line?
Yeah. What is wrong with you? Dude, you were going to cut with his girlfriend. Yeah. I would have cut with his girlfriend.
How do you know I didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, the beauty of being a girl on Cinco de Mayo.
So nice.
Anyway, that was What You Doing at Cinco de Mayo. Make sure to check out our YouTube, Insta, and our TikTok for more questionably hilarious content. All of it at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooke's Box!
Another day, another new contestant to win Brooke's Bucks. Her name is Valerie. Valerie says she listens every single day because her daughter loves the phone taps.
Oh, that's great.
So she's kind of forced to listen to us.
Well, we don't need to bring that point up,
but
Jeff.
In addition, she also is a self-proclaimed Disney adult.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm trying to become one.
How many times this year, Valerie, have you gone to Disneyland or Disney World?
Well, just once so far.
Okay.
I used to work for Disney World, so.
Oh.
Oh my gosh! So you know all the secrets and the tricks.
Yeah. What's the best like insider tip you could give to us normies out here?
Kiss your wallet goodbye.
Okay.
Just accept it. Yeah. The mouse owns you.
I'm sorry, kids. You will not be going to college because mommy has a Disney issue.
Your 401k is ours now.
Yeah, but we got Lightning Lane.
All right. What's the most you've spent in one day at the park?
Oh, probably about $2,500.
What?
Wow. One day.
That's a good day. That was like 2 pair of Mickey ears and a corn dog.
The kids went to the boutique and did the makeovers.
Oh, the Bibbidi Bobbidi
boutique.
Going
out to my boutique out here.
All right. Well, now we're going to see if we can help restash some of those funds because we got to play some trivia here. Brooke has left the studio.
All we have is the woogity boogity brookity.
Yeah.
Right here,
so you're going to be your consolation, but you got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know, and you could say pass, you have to beat her outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Today is National Beverage Day in the U.S., and according to statistics, Pepsi is the third best-selling soda. Coke is second. What's number one?
Sprite.
What famous sequel is the highest-grossing animated movie of all time, Frozen or Toy Story?
Frozen.
Pick one that is officially classified as a vegetable. Avocados, rhubarb, or pumpkins?
Rhubarb.
Mushrooms are plants, true or false?
False.
What sport uses the term button hook as one of the plays?
Oh.
Oh, that's another play. Okay, let's bring Brooke back into the studio here. And, you know, I see on my screener, our producer said you have a unique job that you work from home doing.
I do. My best friend and I have a, you could call it like a metaphysical pagan business.
Pagan?
Pagan?
Yeah. We are like the HelloFresh of homemade spell workings, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
We got a lot of the Disney pagans calling in to play this game. So you're like the fourth one this week.
What a niche.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Do I get a voodoo doll? What do we get if we order your HelloFresh pagan box?
Mostly simmer pots and incense. So, like, home items.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, it's all positive things.
It's a starter kit.
We're not trying to take anybody down.
No. We'll stay in touch because we might need to purchase some items from you, Valerie. But now it's Brooke's turn. You ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today is National Beverage Day in the U.S. And according to statistics, Pepsi is the third best-selling soda. Mm. Coke is second. What's number one?
Second? Mountain Dew? I don't know.
What famous sequel is the highest-grossing animated movie of all time? Frozen or Toy Story?
Frozen.
Pick one that is officially classified as a vegetable. Avocados, rhubarb, or pumpkins?
Rhubarb.
Mushrooms or plants? True or false?
True.
What sport uses the term button hook as one of the plays?
Boxing?
Okay, I could see what you were going
There's
for
a
there.
Hook in there.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see how that panned out for you. It's time to go to the scoreboard with Jose.
Whoever thought a cool person could be a jerk?
Ooh.
Bolaños.
Valerie, you got three correct today.
Oh, man, I think she put a spell on me to get me to do poorly.
Uh-oh.
Possible.
You got the same amount of questions.
She hexed me.
And the hex worked. Brooke only got two.
Oh, no.
Valerie, you won $100.
I was on such a streak, Valerie. There's an evil laugh back there. I heard it.
Valerie, you beat Brooke's streak. She was at like 25 wins in a row at that point.
Gotta start all over again.
Back to zero. Let's go over the answers. Today is National Beverage Day in the U.S. According to statistics, Pepsi is the third best-selling soda. Coke is second. The number one best-selling drink Diet Coke. Because we're a healthy country, Brooke.
I didn't think that it would also be a Coke that felt like a trick question to me.
It's its own thing. Famous sequel that's the highest grossing animated movie of all time is Frozen 2. It's grossed over $1.4 billion worldwide.
Dang.
Between avocados, rhubarb, and pumpkins, rhubarb is the vegetable. Mushrooms are plants. That's false. They are fungi.
Fungi aren't also considered because they're fungi.
No,
they get their energy by eating other organisms, not from the sun. And a button hook is a play that you would run in a football game. It's a route the receiver runs, and they turn around really quick.
That's
it's a button hook. Valerie, not only did you beat Brooke just for playing, you're also going to get a pair of tickets to see comedian Hans Kim perform on May 25th at Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino.
Oh, my gosh, so fun. Thank you.
Dang it, Valerie. I don't feel great about that.
Hey, come back and play anytime, okay? We'll be back to the Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.